Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Missiles of October. You're listening to the Guanabats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a track called Panic by the band Missiles of October, all the way from Belgium. They're made up of some of the people in Frau Blücher and the Drunken Horses as well. But what I want to know is, Tony, what is Missiles of October's Bandcamp page?
Missilesofoctober.bandcamp.com.
It is indeed. It's Tony One, Paulie B on the internet. Neil, that's a good way to find out about what stuff they're doing right now. They have just got a new album out, hence a track from it. And I imagine we'll play something else in the future. What do you think?
I think so.
Seems sensible.
Doesn't it?
Now, are we going to get to the bottom of this TBFM thing? And hello to listeners on TBFM, because we've been telling people that they've been listening to us a couple of weeks on there now, but they haven't, have they?
I don't think so. We thought we were starting about 2 weeks ago, but it didn't. I don't think it happened. But I heard again from a different person at the station saying we should start this Saturday. So hopefully we are now on and you are listening to us on TBFM.
And if you are, hello.
Hello.
And also the other two stations. Let's just remind everybody now.
Yep. So we are on Pdunk Radio, pdunk.co.uk. I'm completely wrong section. I've come all over cluster.
I've thrown you, haven't I?
You have.
Reboot.
So you can't do that to me. We're on Pdunk Radio, podunkradio.com. We're also on Radio Andra, Radio Andra, andra.se. And of course, TBFM is tbfmonline.co.uk, which you can listen directly from there.
And hello to all of our listeners on those three internet stations right now. So, in this bit, I like to do a joke or a poem from our listeners, but I haven't had any. So, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. If you have a joke, title your email, Comedy Suburbs. If you've got a poem, title it, Poetry Corner. And then hopefully we'll have something for you next week. One last thing before we play the next song. How long before is our 500th show?
This is show 497.
Right, so we've got three. So we've got 3 weeks left. All right, because we do want to do something for the 500th, and it'll be special.
Okay.
The show will be special. It won't involve anybody winning anything. Or that ship sailed. But anyway, I'm very pleased that we're getting together for our 500th show. Very excited. Right, and the excitement stays because late last year, Dirty Water Records got in touch with me to say they'd signed a new band. Well, not a new band, but a new band to the label called Oh Gonquit. And I'd have listened to them and I absolutely love them. Anyway, they've now got the album by them. Finally, it's out. So we're going to play a track of it this week. What is Oh Gonquit's fate? And the reason I'm saying that is because it's spelled O-H... exclamation mark. Oh, and then Gonquit. Oh, Gonquit. Doesn't matter how you say it. I just like saying it. In fact, Tony, you can say it with me after three. One, two, three.
Oh, Gonquit.
Gonquit. There you go. Brilliant. What is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ Oh, Gonquit.
It is indeed, without the exclamation mark. Very clever there, young man. Tony 2, poorly being an internet nil. This is I Need Help Now. We'll be right back.
break.
You're listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was one of two tracks in a row, you will have noticed, by a band called The Loons, who we've never played on the show before. They have also come, I'm just looking at, they have also come via Dirty Water Records, but I think they've got an album out on another label, but they brought this single out with Dirty Water. What is The Loons' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/The Loons?
No, it's facebook.com/The Loons, L-O-O-N-S, that is theloons.sd, because they are from?
San Diego?
Good shout, my friend. Just think, if you'd had a point for that, you'd have been doing really well. And Oh Gone Quit are from in and around that there, London, I do think. So just keeping up with all that. Now then, have you got any, and that's the new single. Sometimes when we get vinyl 7-inch through, we tend to play the B-side, but I like that one so much, I've just played it right now. So, as part, I should say, for those of you who maybe haven't listened for a while, we do play two songs back-to-back in the first half and two songs back-to-back in the second half, but at different times, because I mess with your man.
You do.
I do indeed. Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Facebook.
I'll never tire of that, Tone.
No.
I'll never tire of it. So go on, go for it.
Yep. Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook and you do want to leave us a comment, go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave us a comment. Also available, you can follow us through the punkyradio.com website. So the Facebook link's on there. And all that Twitter nonsense. But we've got three this week for Facebook. Robert Kitchen's been in touch.
Hello, Robert Kitchen.
He's saying, loving the new show format of 9 songs. No danger of a draw when Tony guesses the websites. Also, many thanks for the Bannerman's CD competition prize. I completely forgot he won that.
Yeah, that's great, isn't it? It's really nice when someone wins something and actually thanks us for it, because the amount of times people have won competitions we've never heard from again, yeah, it's like they just tuned in so they could win it.
And legged it.
But, yeah. Anyway, I hope you're enjoying the Bannerman's CD. We will have more CD giveaways in future weeks.
Jen Glenn, Chris Ann's been in touch.
Hello, Jen Glenn. But which one is it, Tony? Is it Jen or is it Glenn?
We don't know. Ooh. I'm guessing this week it's Jen.
Oh,
Swiss,
yeah?
Branto. So Swiss Branto submission. Clitty Litter, the place where clitties take a dump. Yuck, yuck, yuck. Maybe it wasn't Jen.
Yeah,
I think Glenn.
Again, I think it's more likely Glenn. He does seem to be a little bit girl-centric with his messages, doesn't he? And I don't know whether we can put that in Word of the Week. For those of you who haven't looked at the website, we do have a Swear Esperanto Word of the Week section whereby we try and get new phrases in that people can be rude about things without appearing to be rude to them to their parents. That's pretty much the size of it, isn't it?
Yeah.
And so because they've got Clitty in the title, I'm not sure it fit. Mind you, the spearmint clit lick is in there, isn't it? Maybe it has to be there.
There's already a precedent.
Yeah. Let's say it is a word of the week. Why don't you try it out at home, see how you get on?
There you go. And finally, go. I noticed the Miserables posted. This is more of a about as well in the comment on our page, but they say, so apparently we were on this punky radio podcast at one point from across the pond, and listening to them spell our name is priceless. It's right about the 40 minute mark. Looking at it, it's about a year ago we played them. So yeah, we only just realised, but I can't even remember, but thank you very much to Miserables. I can't remember how we spelled your name.
I have got no memory of it at all, but no, I imagine we did something in French.
More than likely.
And called them Les Miserables. Or something. But anyway, the Miserables, if you want to send us some more stuff, do. And then we'll play it and you can listen to that in a year's time as well.
Exactly.
Seems sensible.
That's it, Facebook.
Well, in that case, that concludes.
Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, tra la la la.
And it's on with the next song, Tony. And you know what? I'll tell you about the band after this. In the meantime, you hear them at the end of the show every week, but now you're going to hear them in their more familiar form. This is The Scourge and Shaw Taylor.
Sundays, every week, I'd bust the gut to get back from football, cause he got me glued at a box.
Shaw Taylor,
king of the cops.
Shaw Taylor,
he's on the spot.
Shaw Taylor,
exceptional eyesight, always telling me who. Was a crime, he'd be on the spot. Fuck forensic and fuck the cops. He'd get the Dano and a photo fit. Trouble was, they all looked like David Emery. He loved a black in a Mark II Jag. You could see on his boat, he'd give him a kick in.
Shaw Taylor,
king of the cops.
Shaw Taylor,
he's on the spot.
Shaw Taylor,
exceptional eyesight, always telling me who. The old son, you know what I mean? You saw him get down there.
Shaw Taylor,
king of the cops.
Shaw Taylor,
he's on the spot.
Shaw Taylor,
exceptional eyesight, always telling me to keep peel.
Shaw Taylor,
he's the governor.
Shaw Taylor,
he's on the spot.
Shaw Taylor,
John King jacket.
Shaw Taylor,
the fucking legend. It was ultimate LWT Police 5 on Sundays, but no one knew he was called.
You're listening to the Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Scourge and a track from If They Ever Get It Together, their new album. The track was called Shaw Taylor. And the reason that Captain Marvel sent me that was because Shaw Taylor, who used to do a show saying watch out for crime and that on on that there television in the 1970s and 80s, has died. R.I.P. Shaw Taylor. Very, very sorry to hear that. And I'm also very pleased to hear that Captain Marvels is still alive, because he's been very ill recently and one of his kidneys fell out or something.
Oh, yeah.
That he was very ill, close to death, but he's not dead. He might have turned yellow, but he's not dead. And he is finally this year getting round to getting that Scourge album finished. His problem was that he recorded about 70 songs and he couldn't pick his top 15. So right. I've offered to pick them for him just to speed
nice.
Things up.
Yeah, why not?
What's the Scourge website?
Thescourge.co.uk?
It is indeed, and Scourge is spelled S-C-U-R-G-E, not S-C-O-U-R-G-E. There's not a lot on it. and it's dated 2003, but just check there every now and again, something will happen. Did you do anything last week? Sorry, that makes it Tony 3, probably being Internet 1.
Did I do anything last week? I don't think I did. For once, I stayed in. What did you go up to?
Did you go and see Sleaford Mods the other week?
No.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
You didn't go, is that right? Yeah, that's right. Well, I saw them on Friday.
Oh, excellent. Were they good?
I went to see them at Club 85 in Hitchin. Utterly fantastic. Mm. Supported by Fishwife Broadside, who, and I know Bard out of that band, and I knew the bloke who promoted the gig. I did speak briefly to Sleaford Mods afterwards, and they promised us they're going to send us a download link for their album so we can play a track by them, because they really are something.
Oh,
they're fantastic to watch. But I haven't got it this week. And also, Fishwife Broadside gave us a six-track CD as well, which my friend has since nicked. So until I get that, I can't play anything by them either. So frankly, I went to see a band last week, or two bands in fact, and I can't do anything about it. So at some point we'll play Sleaford Mods. At some point we'll play Fishwife Broadside. In fact, we might play them back to back one week, just so you get an idea of what the gig was like. Sound like a good idea?
Sounds good to me, yeah.
I think so. So that's the only thing I did Punky Radio related last week. I finally went and saw a band after ages of threatening to. And was it worth it? Yes, it was, by golly. Quite an old audience. Sleaford Mods and Fishwife Broadside are all, shall we say, the wrong side of 40.
Mm.
And so was the audience. Even though it was packed, most of the audience were older, although there were a bunch of younger people showed up to see Sleaford Mods. But the whole gig was wrapped up by about 10:30.
Blimey.
Right, which just seemed like, oh, that's how the audience can go home and have an early night. But yeah, Sleaford Mods was fantastic, and as were Fishwife Broadside, and I very much enjoyed watching the whole thing. Right, it's time for From the Vaults, Tony.
Okay.
And I've got a right old surprise for you right now, because our From the Vaults this week really is From the Vaults. It's Mad Marge and the Stonecutters. Do you remember them?
No.
Right, Mad Marge and the Stonecutters, we played around 2007. A label called Hair Blade, which I think were from Texas, sent us a load of West Coast Psychobilly CDs, one of which was Mad Marge and the Stonecutters. And I was just going through my box, mister, and I came across a CD. I thought, oh, I used to love this. So I played it again all the way through, and I've ended up uploading it onto the computer because it was so good. So the CD is called Mad Marge and the Stonecutters.
Okay.
That's excellent, isn't it? And it's got, I'm going to count the tracks, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 tracks on it. It was indeed via Hairball 8 and Bassline Music. It came out in 2006 or 7. Mate, it's a fantastic girl-fronted American-style psychobilly album. I was a little bit concerned that they weren't actually going anymore, because I haven't heard from them so long. So I went on their Facebook page, which is
facebook.com/ Mad Marge and the Stonecutters.
It is indeed Tony 4 Boybee and the Internet 1. They are still going. There's a clip of a gig they did in 2013. They're still around. They said they've apologised, they haven't put more information on there. I will be getting back in touch with them because they're fantastic. Only one way to prove it though, Tony, that's by playing this. This is Man Without a Face.
I'm
You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
It's quite nice that Mustang Lightning are now underneath us, as we just heard Mad Marge and Stonecutters, because I believe they were both in the same part of the world.
Okay.
I believe so. Mad Marge, I think, from San Bernardino, certainly California. I'm not absolutely sure about that, but I will be getting in touch with them again and finding out if we can get any up-to-date stuff from now. And I'm not sure either that, even though that was from the vaults, whether we've ever played that track before. We played a couple of others from the album, maybe not that one. You'd have to go back a long way to find out, and frankly I wouldn't bother.
Fair enough.
Yeah, just take my word for it. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's international gig guide 12 bar. Yep. Another week, another few gigs at the 12 Bar Club. If you don't know, it's on Holloway Road in London. It's moved from Denmark Street. It's now at the Old Fibbers. And there's nothing on Sunday, so I'm going to do Thursday, Friday, Saturday. This Thursday, Hannah Piranha, Bleak, Tot the Dom Green Mystery Machine, and Matildas. It's a Hieronymus Bish Bosh night.
Right, that's back in the zone, isn't it? Hieronymus Bish Bosh. They're back in the zone. It's about like the old days.
Yeah, definitely seems to be getting back to some kind of normality.
Yeah.
How much do you think that is?
£6.
It is.
Nice and normal.
Nice. Friday night, Terminal Gods, Miscalculations, The Electric Pencils. It's a Some Weird Sin night.
Oh, new one.
How much do you think that is? Now, it's advanced tickets only. So,
how much do you think, Tony?
I know.
Advanced tickets only. £8.
Fiver.
Oh, five, even better.
I know. Finally, Saturday night. London SS, Booker Effect, Fishmongers, and MiG-21.
It's London Calling, isn't it?
It is a London Calling
night. It's a London Calling night, yeah. Right, I'm going straight in there. That's got the seal of approval. That'll be fantastic. £6.
It is £6.
656. Five doors down from the Beast.
Yeah.
Almost certainly been on at least nodding terms, I reckon.
Definitely knows him. Definitely.
They might even have been round and said, "Oi, you just found your dog in my garden again. Keep your hellhounds on a leash."
It's definitely on their kids' Halloween Twitch trick-or-treat route, I'm saying.
I think so. Mm. I wonder what it's like to go around the Beast on Halloween.
You don't want to trick him.
But I reckon he's probably got a load of toffee crisps just waiting.
Yeah.
He'll be in a good mood. It's his Christmas, isn't it?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Toffee crisp, eh?
I reckon.
No.
Maybe a crunchy for a little scamp.
That's it for gigs, though.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide 12
Bar. How about something all the way from New Jersey?
Okay.
Let's do it. This band came through, it was last week. I had a listen to the tracks they sent on the new. It's an album stroke EP, really. There's quite a few tracks on it. I've picked this one. The band are called Ransom Price. What's their Facebook page, Tony?
Facebook.com/Ransom Price.
It is indeed, and this is Drink.
You and me and a bottle of Patron. Tonight, let's ignore the phone. Shut out the world, turn off the noise. Chakras in and the feelings come out. It's always you that I can't live without. Small talk of another routine day. But talking with you, all the bullshit fades away. Far away. So much I wanna forget. Sometimes I just pretend that I've never done you wrong. So I raise a glass with you. I see you can feel it too. So tell me about what brings you down. But talking with you, all the bullshit fades away. Far away. And we are drinking for different reasons. And I'll never let you down. And we are drinking for different reasons. And I'll always hang out. We'll be right back.
Jesus, take part the rest and have another drink with me. Cause drinking with you, all the bullshit fades away, far away. And we are drinking for different reasons. And I'll always hang around. And we are drinking for different reasons. But I'll never let you down. And we are drinking for different reasons. But I'll always hang around. And we are drinking for different reasons. But I'll never let you down.
You're listening to The Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Are you doing anything this week?
Don't think so. Nope. It's just busy as always. Manage my year end and everything. So rock and roll all the way. What are you up to?
So we're saying you've been fairly consistent, yeah?
Yeah.
Nothing last week, nothing this week.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not doing anything as exciting as that, of course.
No?
No, I'm going to Oslo.
Okay.
Friday morning, it's the latest round of my comedy shows in Skulet. And this time around, I've got my good comedy mates, David Whitney and Latif Lovejoy, going with me. It's going to be a really good laugh. You can find out more about it via oslocomedyclubs.wordpress.com. I always come back having had an adventure in Oslo. I'll see what sort of adventures I get up to this time. So that's my plans this week.
Okay.
They're a little bit more significant than yours in terms of fun and games, but not so much more. Because it's regular work for me as well, isn't it? So we
That's
all,
true.
It's all about the regular work, my friend. All about the regular work.
Mm.
Right. I'm going to play two tracks in a row now.
Okay, go for it.
And they're both from Slovenly Records. And they've both come through this week. And they've both come through old school. They posted me the CDs. Which means I've got more CDs to clog up my cupboard with now. But they are by The Blind Shake, who we've never played before, and Useless Eaters, who we have played before. I'll tell you about The Blind Shake after we've heard them. Both of them are kind of lo-fi garage. Well, the best thing to do is to hear them.
Yeah.
The Useless Eaters one is actually from a new Slovenly collection called Singles 2011 to 2014. So it's basically everything they've brought out over the last 3 years in single form. So it's a really interesting compilation with some great tracks on it. And I've picked one this week. What I want to know is, what is Useless Eaters' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Useless Eaters.
No, it's facebook.com/useless-eaters/18500433154319. And why is that, Tony?
They haven't said default URL, have they?
They haven't said default URL. Useless eaters, useless interneters. By the way, did I ask you the ransom price one?
Yeah, I got it right, I think.
I did. So that was 5-1, so this makes it 5-2. Blimey, bit of a thrashing this week. Mm. This is, I should say all the way from San Francisco, this is American Cars.
I'm gonna build with your body in motion.
Third Cutter.
You're listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Blind Shake and a track called Holy Road, which you can drive an American car on. Interesting, as you see, it's from San Francisco. The Blind Shake are from Minneapolis, Minnesota. You say Minnesota, well.
Minnesota.
There you go, Minnesota. And that is from their latest album, which is called Fly Right. And you can find out more about them via Slovenly Records or via their Bandcamp page, which is...
blindshake.bandcamp.com?
No, it's the Blind Shake 1. That's the numeric one. The blindshake1.bandcamp.com. Pull it in, internet 3, Tony 5.
I'll take it.
You damn straight you'll take it. Take it like my bitch. That's right.
Oh, there you go.
Although I am quite clearly yours this week. Have you got a twat?
No.
Fiddlesticks.
Yes.
What's happening instead then? Go on, do your bits and bobs.
I'll do a twat first. So yeah, if you have a twat to nominate, do email me. If you're listening for the first time, every week we do like to out a twat. It might be unknown to the world, so we'll just want to know the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. We'll read out the show, and we'll give them a good twatting.
We certainly will. Week.
Yes, that's what we do. But in absence of twat, I have got another gig guide.
Oh, excellent.
And it's just from Al Graham again.
Right, do you want us to sing this? Is
yeah,
this
please.
From Al Graham?
Uh-huh.
Right. It says this is from Al Graham. Should we try and sing it in Scouse?
Yeah, you can have a go.
All right, then. So it's time for part two of...
Tony's International Gig Guide Sound!
Yep.
Or and something.
Something like that. And it's... One for the future, he says, but it's actually in April. It's a Manchester Punk Festival. Thought reading that a little bit early, so gets people time to buy tickets.
Excellent idea.
So, here we go. Manchester Punk Festival. It's 2 days of punk rock in Manchester, obviously. 17th, 18th of April. It's brought to you by Manchester DIY promoters TNS Records, who, of course, we know, Moving North and Anarchistic Undertones.
We are loving the TNS Records, and I wonder whether I haven't heard anything about Strummer Camp. I wonder if this is a kind of replacement for Strummer Camp that's easier to organise.
Maybe. Because I haven't heard about that. But we'll see if that happens as well. Well, they're saying tickets available from TNS web stores, tnsrecords.co.uk. Tickets are £13, or it'll be more on the door, so it's worth getting. Saturday 18th of April, the two stages, from Sound Control from 1 p.m. There's also gigs on Friday and free after show parties. So the rough idea of the bands playing, there's 40 plus bands across the 2 days. They have The Stupids, The Restart, Wonk Units playing, Vanilla Pod, Crazy Arm, Beat the Red Light, great band, Revenge of the Psychotronic Man, Muncie Girls, Bear Trade, Just Panic, Roughneck Riot, Standout Riot, Two Sick Monkeys, Domestics, Almeida, Acid Drop, Hindsight, Boston Manor, Holiday, Simmer, Fair Dues, Leagues Apart, Throwing Stuff, Tosser Lad, Jenkum, Wad Eye, Somblance, Dead Neck, Speed Dinosaur, Skank Agenda, and Tim Loud.
I reckon we've played at least half of those.
I think so, definitely.
Brilliant. What a great lineup.
More to be announced, including the headliner, manchesterpunkfestival.co.uk, for more information.
Sounds brilliant.
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant.
Do check
but
that out.
But of course it's in Manchester, so we can't sing it in Scouse. We've got to sing it in Manc tone. This is pressure for you. I'll do it. You try and keep up, all right? Okay. Yeah. So we're going to sing the Tony's International Gig Guide Part 2 in Manc.
Right.
Here it goes. I'll do it. You try and keep up. See where I'm going is. Tony's International Gig Guide Part 2. We're pathetic people, aren't we? Right. Anyway, yeah. Basically, send us your twat.
There you go.
Through the post. Last track this week, Tony.
Okay.
And last track this week comes from a band that we have played once before, I think. Wolf Bites Boy. In fact, I'm sure we did. Wolf Bites Boy are a band split between Stoke and Sheffield, like being punished for the same thing twice.
Wow.
Yeah, they've got members from both Stoke and Sheffield. They are a punk rock band, straight, balls to the wall, Staffordshire, South Yorkshire. That's a nice old drive between Stoke and Sheffield as well. Very nice indeed. You go through that there Derbyshire, don't you?
Yes, you do. Or down the A50 or the M1, whichever you want.
Okay, we have choices. The important thing is that you go and see Rise Again as soon as you can. What is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/WolfBitesBoy.
No, it's facebook.com/pages/wolf-bites-boy/1415443138706594. And why is that, Tony?
It's a default URL.
So at the end, it's Paulie B and the internet for Tony 5. Robert Kitchen was right. There ain't no draw with this new method. It's a win for you, Tony.
Yay!
But don't worry, I will. Oh, this is smooth. Rise Again.
City streets, that's where you're gonna find.
that's about it for this week. That was Wolf Bites Boy and Rise Again. I hope you appreciated my excellent joke. I'm looking forward to seeing some of you in Oslo this weekend, if at all necessary. Norwegian listeners and indeed expats who listen over there, and indeed Radio Andra types who can come up from Göteborg or certainly Sweden, I'm sure can pop in and will be made to feel very welcome. Tony, what should people be doing towards the end of this? What do you think? What should you be telling them about?
Well, please do remember to visit our website, punkyradio.com. Lots of information on there and links to our podcast feed, old shows, and don't forget a link to our iTunes page. So please do visit that and review us. 5 stars only, obviously. A few reviews do make a big difference because it helps move up the feature rankings in iTunes, which helps us get a few more listeners, costs you but nothing. And we'll read out your reviews, so please do that. 5 stars in, obviously.
And underneath us right now, you're listening to The Scourge for the second time in this show, but a very different aspect to them. That's about it. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog.
Budgie girl.